Love this guy. Going to be on Celebrity Apprentice. Going to be at the Holland Center in Omaha next weekend. We're talking David Cassidy. And here he is. David. Hi, David. Welcome back.
Thank you. Great to talk to you guys.
David, tell us, first of all, my partner realized they're showing the promos for Celebrity Apprentice, and they're showing a bunch of nut jobs. You're not a nut job. Why are you in this group of people?
You have no idea.
Okay, we don't. What have you done that we haven't heard about?
That you're talking about Gary Busey?
Well, you mentioned, I love Busey. But
the whole premise of the promotions that NBC is putting out is, here's, look at these whack jobs.
When you're asked to do wacky things, wacky people, actors, entertainers do wacky things.
Whatever
you have to do to raise money.
You have a good rep.
Being insane.
Right.
Well,
unless you got a rap sheet out there.
I managed to keep that as much of a secret as possible.
Okay.
All right.
Well, will you reveal your rap sheet to us here?
No.
Okay.
I won't reveal anything except I am coming to Omaha.
Yes, you are. Okay.
That's really cool that I get to talk to you guys this morning. I haven't done a symphony concert. And I did one about 8 or 9 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had never done one, but...
Now, explain what the show is about. You do 3 shows next week at the Holland, which, by the way, you'll love. It's a beautiful, beautiful building.
Oh, I know it is.
Okay.
I've been told all about it.
Okay. So you...
I'm dipping my toe back into the symphony world. I've also been told the Omaha Symphony is one of the best in the country.
So do they just get all the charts ahead of time for your music, and you show up, rehearse a little bit, and just do the shows? How's that work?
No, I have to bring my own charts.
Got it.
Okay, you make the arrangements, or you help out?
Lots of money for those charts.
Okay, yeah. All right.
They're very, very expensive.
Yes.
And especially if you have to get them done again because your musical director loses them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. Well, it has been the introduction.
That'll drive a guy insane.
My musical director, and he conveniently couldn't find them. So it's another story, but it's great. I have new charts, and I'm actually doing the Today Show on the morning of the 10th. Then I'm flying to Omaha, and we're rehearsing the night before we open. So it's going to be a very busy week. But
Explain the show to us, because I know a lot of people love to see David Cassidy live, and you're going
to
be in town.
I would love to talk to you about the show. I have a lot of the great early Partridge Family songs that had great charts with strings and horns.
That's all that stuff did. Now to think about it, because I'm in the age. I had all the albums. Let's put it that way. That's how old I am. I had all the albums.
Not the poster,
I'm so sorry.
Though.
And no, I did.
We drew the line at the poster.
I'm talking about your age.
No, I know. Good point. But we were.
I just wanted to bring a little humor in.
No, I'm glad you did. We show our age a lot in the show, and I was a young kid when the Partridge Family was huge, and me and my buddy were just huge Partridge Family fans. And you're right, all the music was all produced like that. So this is how
great string arrangements, great horn arrangements. And I'm going to go back and do a lot of my early solo hits.
Cool.
Cherish. And they're very rich with strings and fantastic arrangements. So
no, this is like
I'm really looking forward to hearing the songs and a lot of my early hits and a couple of other surprises that will take along my own musical journey. And
now, David, there are a lot of women that grew up loving you, too, and so there are a lot of women my age at these shows, and younger, for that matter. Are they just as nuts now as they were 74, or just a little older?
I would say they're as enthusiastic as they were then, except their voices have dropped an octave.
Right. And their panties are bigger?
Panties are just a little bit bigger?
That far now.
I'm joking. No, actually,
keep this a little clean.
No, every time they do a show on you or do a story about your concerts, even to today, you see a lot of hot ladies in the crowd.
Actually, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Also, what's interesting is that, kids that grew up like you did with the show and watched the television show, in those days, there was no video, or you couldn't just download stuff.
Right.
No, you had to
watch it on our computer, so you had to sit in front of the TV.
At a certain time.
Their parents were watching with them a lot of the time. And now that those kids have grown up and they have their own kids, they bought the DVDs of the Partridge Family series and a lot of the CDs. So it's like 3 generations. It's really fascinating.
All right, so over the decades, you're saying the panty sizes have remained about the same?
I don't want to discuss the panty sizes. You're not sucking me into that one.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Let me ask you.
But I am excited about coming to Omaha, and then I'm going to Chicago for Valentine's Day. So it should be a really fun Midwest weekend.
How long is
the snow out of there?
How long
for me?
How long is it? Yeah, it's pretty, well, the snow happened already. You'll be fine.
What, oh, good.
How it's clearing out.
Yeah, it's clearing out. How did you, is the tour going forever? You just do one-off tours, shows once
I do
in?
Like three or four shows in a row.
Got it.
Sometimes just weekends. I don't want to go and do tours anymore.
Got
I
it.
Did that for many, many years.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you have kids and you want to be able to have a life with them, raise them, and I have, my son has just gone off to Boston University last year, and I chose to do less work, but do the work I love to do and have the energy I have to do it.
Is your son in music? Does he like music?
Yes, he is.
Does he?
I was just in Chicago last weekend where he was finishing up doing vocals. His band are remarkable. They're at the Berklee School of Music, and
is it rock music? Is it rock? Is he like rock music? Is he into rock?
He does. Cool. He likes alternative rock, pop, very interesting stuff. He's a fantastic writer and singer. His mother, my wife, is also she's written 50 hits and been on so many millions and millions of albums, millions selling albums.
All right.
So he comes by genuinely. His name is Bo Cassidy, and he's going to be a big star, I think.
We'll look forward to that then. All right.
Yeah,
David Cassidy with us.
20 next week.
David, is all the Celebrity Apprentice done, and now they're just going to show it?
Yeah.
So you can't can't talk about how far you make it or anything, can you?
I can't talk about any of it. All I can tell you is I'm somebody who works really well on a team. I'm not a competitive person, and the caveat in all of that is when you have a task to do, you have to work together.
Right.
But there are individuals who see it as nothing more than a contest and want to
backstabbers, right.
They want to eliminate the stronger players.
Is Busey, by the way, we all love his acting, is he all there?
Well, you know, he had a horrible, he was
yeah.
dead on the table for like 8 minutes.
Right.
So he readily admits, you know, I was dead and I shouldn't be here, and I have an 8-inch metal plate in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a wonderful actor and a sweetheart of a guy.
David Cassidy, three nights at the Holland Center with the Omaha Symphony next weekend, and on, of course, Celebrity Apprentice coming up. And is Ruby and the Rockets coming back?
I would hope so.
Okay, I saw that, too. That's
love
good.
To see that.
Yep. All right, well, good. David, we appreciate for all your work and
hey,
love you.
Thank you guys so much.
And
look forward to seeing you in Omaha.
Talk soon. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
David Cassidy.